in your mind, what makes Luke Green a good blue liner on the power play?
Well, his past history tells me that he can do it. His ability to see the options, bring the puck to the net, his first pass. He's got good offensive reads, so I think he's been doing it in the past in junior. So we're gonna try again next game to put him in that position and to show us he can do it at that level as well.
Him and Jordy Stellard, obviously two 2016 picks. Just your thoughts on their first time putting the jersey on. You said the tournament's all about evaluation. Just curious about how you think they fared in their first professional atmosphere.
Well, it was, you know what, especially for those guys, the first game is always a little bit tricky. I like to wait the second game, see, you know, first game is behind their belt now. They know a little bit more what to expect. So we'll look at them a bit more the second game. We did look at them, but our evaluation's going to be a little bit deeper after the second game, and they're going to play. We're going to play with the lines a little bit, put them in different situations, and we'll go from there. But I like their attitude, the way they listen, the way they adjust in practices. These drills are all new to them. I like that they're paying really attention to try to get better. So far, I like that group.
Do you? This was the fourth skate that you've had or been able to see these.
Yeah.
This group that you
yes.
have. Do you get a better feel after this skate this morning for what you've got and how maybe everybody's coming together, Pascal?
Yeah, for sure. Get to know the players. Obviously, we talk about them. We talked about them all summer, but for me to see them on the ice and then the way they skate, the way they shoot the puck, the way they pass the puck, the way they understand the drills, just little simple things gives me a better opinion on the players. So it's obviously today I know way more than I did 4 days ago.
Brandon Lemieux looks like his foot's bothering him a bit. Do you think he might have to sit out or to clearly be on?
No, I think he's good. What I know so far, he's good.
Can you give us a progress report on Nogier? How do you see him developing from last year?
Well, I wasn't here last year, but I like his game. I think he's got tools to play this game at high pace. His defensive reads are good. It takes a little bit longer for defensemen to make it to the NHL. He's a good prospect for us. He's got the size. He's got the physical ability. Abilities, but he's got also the mind, and he understands what we expect, and you can see that kind of kid is improving a little bit more every day. So he's we have expectations for him, that's for sure, but it's going to be we're going to start it with the foundation, which is a first pass and playing well defensively, and he can do it.
Last night it got a little goofy near the end. Did you like the way that your group stood up for itself? And excuse me, is that something that can pull a group like this quickly together?
Yeah, for sure. You know, these things happen. Our guys want to prove themselves, the other team, the players on the other team, they want to prove themselves. So things like that happen, but we have to earn the respect and protect each other, be good teammates. It's a real privilege to wear that jersey and to be a good teammate. There's a lot of things that we evaluate. And when things like that happen, we need to see a group that's tight, and we've seen it yesterday.
What do you see as the strengths of Michael Spachek's game,
Pascal? His reads. I think he's got tremendous reads. He sees the game. He's some players have the ability to push the game, push the pace, and some guys they just slow it down with their reads, and that's what he does. He's got the ability to see what's open on the ice. He can see the holes where he can go, and to slow it down. Let the other players skate for him and feed the guys. I think he's got. We put him on the wing yesterday. Next game, we'll probably as a center. We spoke to him a little bit this morning. He feels more comfortable in the middle. So we'll go from there. That's a good tournament for him because we're gonna try him in different positions.
How do you feel like he's handled the transition to the North American game? It sounded like his Western League season went pretty well last year as
yes.
well.
Yes, yeah. Well, first of all, just to communicate with the kid, it's a big plus. His English wasn't good enough, or it was harder, let's put it this way. Now we can talk. We can have a conversation. We can exchange. We can tell him what we expect from him, what he does well, what he has to improve. So just for that reason, that year passed and played in junior here in Canada made a huge difference. But you can see he's a little bit stronger physically. He knows a little bit more about the size of the rink. You know, it's coming faster. So it's you can tell he's a year older.
Do you expect we'll see Wakehead and Rubens tomorrow?
They will be, yes.
Okay. And did you decide what you're doing in net? You said you thought you'd use somebody full game?
Well, yes, we'll start Phillips. He's going to play full game.
Do you know your lines?
We're still talking about it. Yeah.
Do you know who's coming out?
We're still talking about it, too.
All right.